Boy, is it easy to get distracted in a time like today. You got to be worried about false flags. And when you watch the mainstream media, they're constantly redirecting your attention. Fox News again this morning, just proving that they have been in on the whole thing. For all of those of you who told me that I was a traitor or a conspiracy theorist when I called out Fox as fake news, it's exactly what they are. There's only one guy over there really telling the truth. It's really easy to become distracted by big news when this platform breaks it as well. The kingpin from the Oath Keepers, named as possibly the most prolific, highest-level confidential informant the feds have ever had. That's a story worth looking into. What about Cyrus Parsa coming over here running around right out in the wide open, naming General Flynn as being Q? Meanwhile, Anthony Fauci is now encouraging that you wear 5 or 6 masks, I believe, as the pandemic just rages on. It is the most dangerous thing that we have ever seen. Look over here, quick. Makes it really easy to forget about what's really important, which is that there is an audit going on. There's an audit going on in Arizona, and Liz Harris joins us now to talk about it. Liz is an MBA. She's a wife. She's a mom. She's a small business owner. She also previously ran for the Arizona State House, and she saw some discrepancies, which took her into this whole audit rabbit hole, which now has gone extremely deep. Liz, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So the numbers are in, right? The speculative numbers, the speculative results are in. What do you see?
All right. So what we know, and I'm not going to talk, there's a lot of non-disclosures surrounding the audit. So what I'm going to tell you is that based on all the information that I gathered for the last 7.5 months with thousands of patriots around Arizona, people even flew into Arizona to help us with this project. Based on all the canvassing, we know that this Maricopa County audit is basically going to put the bow on what we've already discovered. And that is fraudulent ballots, data manipulation. I can go on and on, but the fraud is committed in so many different ways. And what this audit is going to do between our ballot count and our physical examination forensics. It's basically going to show what we already know.
So you can unequivocally say 100% there was fraud committed in Maricopa County. You have seen the evidence of that. This was done intentionally. This election was not on the up and up.
100%. I put my career on it. I put Bobby Payton put his life on the line. I won't put my life on the line, but I put my credibility on it. I put my career on it. I put everything on it. And it's what it is. And a lot of us who are working it, once you see the data and once you see the affidavits, you can't unsee them. And I don't believe that, you know, tens of thousands of people are going to say, hey, I received 20 extra ballots in the mail. Why would you sign an affidavit under penalty and perjury of law saying that if it's not true? So the way I got started, for the viewers who don't know, is I lost my election by a little bit under 1,100 votes. And then I saw this YouTube video where someone was looking up dead voters. And I'm like, well, gee, does Arizona have dead voters? So I asked for a list of names of people over the age of 90. And what came out of that was, I'm like, wait a second, dead voters isn't our problem. About 1 out of 5 or 20% of the people that voted, I can't even find in my national database checker. And this isn't one of those national checker or, you know, that you pay $20 a month for. This is one that I actually pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars each month for. So it's pretty spot on. It's nationally recognized. And again, I was finding these people, either they didn't exist or they were out of state. Or some were dead. And when you take all, you know, 20%, I was like, this number can't be this high. And sure enough, it is that high. So once again, what we did, the only way to prove that is to actually go to the door. And when we go to the door, we never, ever ask, who did you vote for? It's did you vote? What method did you use? And did you receive extra ballots? And then we learn at that point in time, all the people on the voter roll that don't live there. So you can go up to a 1400 square foot house, which, you know, typically has no more than 5-6 people in it. And you could see 20-28 people on the voter roll. and automatically know that there's something wrong there. And then for the surplus people, it's not always that they all voted, but the fact that they remain on the voter roll allows for manipulation, allows for the switching that we all hear about, allows for them to control the vote. And that is what I believe. I believe for decades and decades, our votes have been controlled. And it's a very sad truth. And once again, I'm putting my reputation on the line to say we've got to get this under control. And Maricopa County is going to be the first audit of its kind. I believe the results are going to be out sooner than what most people are saying. I don't think it's going to be several months at all. I do think it's going to be within the month, you know, pray to God. And the other thing I think I really wish that, here's one of my, on my wish list. I wish that Senate President Karen Pham would do some of, you know, release some of this information in a breadcrumb fashion, because I think the entire audit report is going to be a fire hydrant and it's going to be too much for people to handle, quite honestly.
So no doubt the legislature is working overtime on this, right?
Well, I thought they were, but they went through sine die at 4:48 p.m., which means they closed the session yesterday.
The Arizona legislature went home.
They went home yesterday.
That's a disgrace.
It is. And what's more of a disgrace, at the Senate level, they did not do a roll call. They did a voice vote. And that's bad, because now we don't have the public information as to which Arizona senators wanted to keep going. And by the way, I'm being told that I'm making a headwind out of this, that I'm making too much out of this. No, I'm speaking for the people. The people feel that the Arizona legislature still had a lot of work to do and they could have easily recessed. But you know what's more important? Well, one reason sine die is important is because it takes 90 days for our newly created laws to go into effect. So I understand that. But the other element here is fundraising. I'm going to be honest. I ran for office. I know how it goes. A lot of these guys, they want to get out and start fundraising. And I bet you a lot of them are going to fundraise on the fact that either they thought that this was a fraud, so they'll raise money from those people, or they'll raise money on, hey, I was behind this audit. You know, that's how politics works. And I think all the money in politics is an absolute shame. That's just my personal opinion. I really wish we found a different way than to let the money control the vote.
Follow the money in any crime, whether you're talking about the plandemic, the masking, the PPE, the injections being falsely referred to as vaccines. These are big topics, obviously, for us today, because they're changing people's lives forever. Detrimentally, people are dying. And nobody cares. Nobody cares at that level, because this is exactly what they're looking for, is complete subservience to the state, total control, and they're going to gain it by any means necessary. Stealing an election, that's a speed bump for these people. So where are we with the fact checkers who are out here saying, you know, hey, I mean, listen, Liz Harris, Bobby Payton, Jovan Pulitzer, these are QAnon conspiracy theorists. They're making something out of nothing. They're out here intimidating voters. This is a fraud. To them, you say what?
I say it's ridiculous. Bobby doesn't follow Q. Jovan doesn't. I don't. We're talking about the hard evidence. I think that's a narrative that they're trying to build regarding us, and even Cyber Ninja's Doug Logan, they're trying to do the same thing. I can tell you none of us are following Q. We might hear things about, you know, the military is in control and all that stuff, but we are actually fact-finding individuals. And I'm going to let you know that a lot of the people on these teams, they're Mensa, which means, I don't know if they're actually subscribed to the club, but their IQs are so high. These are not unintelligent people doing this fact on this fact-finding mission. And the team of us, we want to get to the truth. And then we want to get the truth out to the public. But the reason I think they're saying we're all stop the steal, QAnon, right-wing conspiracy theorists, I do have a fear, and Bobby especially has a fear, because we all get canceled off of YouTube. Maybe not Jovan, but Bobby and I have been canceled along with all these, you know, people who are on YouTube with very high subscribership numbers, all totally wiped out the day before yesterday. And what I think is happening is they're going to be creating a narrative that we are the new January 6th insurrectionists. So I mentioned Bobby is especially worried, you know, are they going to come after us? Are they going to be putting Liz Harris, Bobby Payton, and Jovan and the rest of us and Doug Tenapel and all these people, are they going to try to arrest us? Are they going to start up with, you know, tax audits? I mean, I don't know what they're going to do, but I do fear that the Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney General, and this is not conspiracy theory, I do believe that we are targets. But this is a state issue. Okay. Elections are state issues. Federal should not be involved.
That's a very serious allegation. So I want to know, Liz, do you have any evidence, circumstantial or physical, to suggest that what you just said, that you could be targeted by the DOJ, is in fact actually happening?
Okay. There have been numerous letters written to either Senate President Karen Fan or to attorneys on our side that essentially that the canvassers are violating the Civil Rights Act and we're violating the KKK Act, which I didn't even know what the KKK Act was. But it's essentially that our canvassers are going out and intimidating voters. That, and then there was also, I believe it was a false narrative created in a different county in Arizona, that canvassers are going out impersonating election officials from the reporter's office. So now we've got an impersonation, we've got voter intimidation. So they are trying to build a case. And then also the other thing that's been playing on the radio airwaves is a commercial that it's a very, very nice commercial. It says, you know, this has been the best and safest and most secure election. However, if you feel that you've been intimidated by one of the canvassers, please call this number. Well, I called that number 2 months ago and nobody has called me back yet. And that the voicemail fills up awfully fast. So the entire commercial isn't really to help people who feel that they've been intimidated. It's a marketing ploy to get people to not answer the doors to us. And I also want to add, I haven't stated this before, but when we canvass, 9 out of 10 people actually thank the canvasser for coming out and following up.
That's because you are talking to the majority. You see,
Yes. The
majority of people in this country know that viruses burn down and that COVID is dead. The majority of people in this country know that this election was stolen. The majority of people in this country know that there is no systemic racism or massive health problem called white supremacy. The majority of people in this country know that lawful gun owners are not the reason for gun violence. The majority of people in this country support law enforcement. The majority of people in this country are patriots who enjoy freedom, embrace liberty, and will sacrifice almost anything to keep that for their children. So it's really easy for people to become inundated with ads like you just said. That is shocking. I mean, to me, that is really misleading. I would like to know who's paying for this advertising. Do you have any idea?
I'm pretty sure they say the group name of the group at the end. I can forward you a copy of the commercial. I believe it's Protect Democracy.
I'd be really interested to know who Protect Democracy is. So for everybody out there in the Truth Seekers squad, if you've heard this ad or have any idea who these people are, I'd be really interested to know where their money comes from. You see, when you're investigating a crime, you always follow the money. That's investigating 101. Who stands to gain what by committing this crime? Liz Harris, final words.
My final words are we need to change the voting in this country. We need to get it down to, and this is based on the factual information I've gathered over the last 7.5 months. We need to change it to one day of voting, not a voting week, not a voting football season. One day of voting, everyone gets one vote, very strong voter ID. I mean, we've got the new driver's license coming out. Let's use that because a lot of people don't have their voter registration card. But anyway, get rid of the machines, ban the machines. We don't need machines. I understand we're in a technological era, but right now people do not trust machines. We need to go to the paper ballot, limit the absentee mail-in ballots to the disabled, the military, and those professions who cannot be on in the state on voting day. We need to centralize all votes by 9 p.m. so that the winners are announced by midnight, so that when you wake up the next morning, the person who won on election day is the same person the next day.
You're doing a tremendous service to this country, and your fight along with Jovan and along with Bobby and all of the thousands of others who are volunteering their time to get involved with your effort. Please, I accept this hat tip. I really do mean that. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. People that want to see a compilation of all of these anomalies, I'm understanding, can go to crimeofthecentury2020.com. Again, that's crimeofthecentury2020.com. Also visit itsmellsfunny.com for more information. Liz Harris, thank you so much for being here. Coming up next on The Stu Peters Show, Dr. Jane Ruby with more truths about the fallout from these injections being falsely referred to as vaccines. You're not going to want to miss it. That report straight ahead. Seriously, tip of the hat to all of the volunteers in Arizona, in Georgia, those fighting these Republicans who want to insert a fraudulent audit in Michigan. You guys are patriots, and my family thanks you. The majority thanks you. Please stay steadfast in those efforts. You are doing a service to this country, and you will end up on the right side of history. Show your discontent, your displeasure, if you will, with those that are trying to tread on you, those that are trying to stomp out your individual liberties, trying to steal your freedom, shred the Constitution. A pair of socks or three can give you that satisfaction. StepOnSocks.com offering a three-pack of these high quality, 100% Patriot designed, 100% cotton, red, white, and blue socks for just $17.76. I knew you would like that number. $17.76 for a three pack at steponsocks.com. You have the legacy version, which, by the way, I wear. See, I don't just say this. Every day you see me here, I'll kick my feet up. I don't mind. I don't mind one bit. I will show you. I wear the socks. Yes, I really wear the socks. And I step on these snakes all day long. I put my feet up on the desk here in the studio. I take them off at uncomfortable gatherings where people are like, what is he doing? Why is he taking his socks off? Because I want to show you people that I'm stepping on the snakes. The legacy version has all of the globalist name right on the bottom, or at least a majority of them. The key players, Biden, the Clinton crime family, Obama, Gates, Fauci, Pelosi. You can step on those snakes all day long. The brand new Trader Joe version is available at Step On Socks, and also Step On Fake News. We're calling you out all over the place. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to get your three pack for just $17.76 at steponsocks.com. I'm a guy that likes to joke around. I joke around with you. I show you my family in Telegram. I'm a very open book, very candid guy. Any question that you ask me, I'll just tell you. I don't like to joke around about certain things, though, which is why yesterday, I just want to be very clear here. When I said that this platform that I am very proud of for boasting a certain journalistic integrity, I respect the amount of responsibility that this position carries every day. I understand that. So when I say something like, hey, it might not be a bad idea to bring magnets to the meat market, that isn't for hyperbole. That isn't shock value stuff. I mean, I know that it seems tinfoil hat, but, you know, I'm out of conspiracy theories as they all seem to be coming true. This magnetofection thing that Dr. Jane Ruby has been looking into, well, we're developing that. I mean, more and more evidence is coming to the table, but Dr. Jane Ruby took it upon herself to go even further upstream and now has uncovered brand new breaking bombshell revelations that we might know where this evil begins, and we're starting to figure out where it might end. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. So I understand that you have found a whole lot of things that are extremely concerning.
Stu, I'm putting pieces together. This is happening in plain sight. So it's not like I'm working off of hidden materials or leaked documents on this particular situation, but There's a lot of information right now and discussion in social media about this chemical called graphene oxide. And I want to just go a little bit back for a second and call everyone's attention to this group of Spanish researchers that you're going to be hearing more and more about and from. They're called La Quinta Columna. Some of it's in English, some of it's in Spanish. I'm going to put out an all call to my followers and yours and ask for support in getting some of these materials that are still in Spanish translated. But here's the point. They were getting very concerned about all of these, the diversity in side effects, the magnetofection concept, the magnetic phenomena that we're seeing in people who have been injected and in those who have not been injected. In addition to this strange thing about the meats in stores having a magnetic quality to it. So what they did was they got a couple of vials, I believe. I'm not really sure on the quantity. They specified that they were Pfizer vaccine vials. And they started to look at it under regular microscopy and I believe some other basic chemical tests. And some of their experts said, hey, that looks like a very toxic industrial chemical called graphene oxide. So they were sent a paper by a specialist from an industrial publication showing a magnification of this material. And the first part of it is sort of a macro picture that I've provided to your producers. And it kind of looks like a wet a Kleenex, like under a thick, you know, creamy substance, and it folds over. And that's actually sort of the gross view of it, the larger view of it. And so they got very suspicious that this was graphene oxide. They then proceeded to put the material in the vial under electron microscope, which magnifies at many, many times that of a regular microscope. And so the second picture I provided to your producers has, it's like a split screen of two photos. When you're looking directly at this photo on the right, it's actually marked from a study. It's an industrial study that shows electron microscopy of an industrial sample of graphene oxide. And when they took the Pfizer material and put it under the electron microscope, what you see on the left of this, and it has a green highlight, it says tested sample Pfizer vaccine. They were shocked and startled to see, and you can see for yourselves that this is the same patterns, the same look to it. The picture on the right from the industrial publication is a little bit more magnified, so it's a little closer, but what you can notice in both, first of all, is to my eyes, it looks very, very similar. This was the majority of the material, by the way, inside these Pfizer vials. The other thing they called attention to that is highly, highly toxic, and I need to do a little more reading on this, is in both pictures, you can kind of see this sort of black, see-through mesh material that is sort of around and through and, weaved around this. And they claim that this is, you know, adds to the toxicity. Now, I don't know if this material is inside the lipid nanoparticle, if it's inside and around the mRNA. Now we no longer know for sure, Stu, if there's mRNA at all at this point in these vials, in these injections. Maybe it's just Pfizer. Maybe Pfizer's the vector for this, this project. And when I say project, I want to call everyone's attention to an organization that you can look up on the internet. It's called the Graphene Flagship. You need to pay very close attention to this. This is a project that involves over 150 academic and industrial centers in Europe, and it's in 20 countries. Their endowments are in the billions, so need to look upstream there to the funding. But they are claiming that graphene oxide is going to be sort of the chemical of the future. It's going to be in everything. And there are articles, Stu, that I've come across, and I'll show those to you as well, that indicate that graphene oxide has a direct effect on human neurons, that they can be controlled from the outside with a magnetic field apparatus. So when we look at issues, and we've heard in the past, you know, there's mind control, there's thought control, there's a paper out that actually discusses in humans that they can reduce PTSD and anxiety by using these this graphene oxide in the injections and then targeting those neurons from the outside. Stu, it's horrific. It sounds very science fiction. And the, you know, like I said, this is in plain sight. This is happening in plain sight.
I don't even know how to begin to wrap my head around what you just said. You're right. It does seem very science fiction. We've talked about the preemptive crime unit, right? The predictive crime unit. We've talked about nanotechnology, nanobots, 5G, controlling an entire military, force inoculating these people. Obviously, anything that is developed for good can be hijacked and used for evil and weaponized against all of us. Are you suggesting that there is some merit to this connect everybody to the grid type theory?
I'm not sure yet. Again, like I said, I'm not breaking anything new. I want to add one other piece to this that might help start to answer your question. The Spanish researchers at La Quinta Columna also examined some PCR test kits, and they also got hold of some masks. I'm not sure yet until I get their published report translated from Spanish, but I don't know where the source of those masks, but be it as it may, they have PCR test kit swabs and masks that they say are loaded with huge amounts of graphene oxide so that people are, you know, breathing it in hours a day. If you get the PCR test, for a suspected COVID, that, you know, and so Stu, what I'm suggesting is that this issue, this problem may be related to something bigger and wider than just the, you know, quote unquote vaccine injections. When people have shown you and in social media photos and videos of magnets and metal sticking to meat in the grocery store.
You can't ignore that. I mean, at first I was like, okay, but you how do you ignore that? I mean, what kind of journalistic integrity would I have if I just didn't address that whatsoever? I mean, you know, at first there was just a couple of magnetized, quote, vaxxed people, and now it's thousands of self-recorded videos that fact checkers and the CDC are completely lying to you about. And now this meat phenomenon, I was, okay, yep, I saw a couple of them, and now there are thousands of these. I mean, this is
correct.
This is horrific.
Correct. If these Spanish researchers, and I hope and pray they have a hedge of protection from God, I hope they have physical, you know, protective security detail, because they're going to be, the spotlight's going to be on them. They're going to have a big press conference, I understand. They're going to put more materials out. We've got to get the white paper they put out translated. What they're suggesting is that this is, and when you look at the Graphene flagship website and you see that this is going to be coming at us in every aspect of our lives. They're talking about it for use in, you know, quote, climate change. They're talking about it for use in medications, in pharmaceutical, they come out and say in pharmaceutical drug development. It goes on and on. And there's a lot of money to be made, as you can imagine, to proliferate the use of this compound. And when you look back at the picture that I sent you, the split screen of these strange globule, the electron microscope pictures of these Spanish researchers actually say it looks very satanic in there. I know they're very religious, but they say it looks very evil, and it does. It looks dangerous. There are papers that I have found, and by the way, there's a rumor that a lot of governments are pulling these papers off the internet, but there are papers and publications that talk about the dangers and the toxicity of graphene oxide. You know, this is with a lipid nanoparticle, Stu, if it is part of that or inside of that, that can break through blood-brain barrier. You can only imagine the level of toxicity and illness that this is going to create. And I think that it's very possible, and this is the frightening part, that putting this now, maybe in this phase of the injections and of the vaccination rollout, maybe they're now using this. So it's a staged you know, stage by stage, what determines what goes into these.
I'm predicting that they probably used the vaccines for people who were going to investigate. They knew that people were going to have hesitancy. They knew that people were going to look into this because these leaflets, these inserts are blank. People are going to want to know what is in this. So they used the vaccine knowing that people were going to be magnetized and all of these other things to cover up something much bigger. Oh, they'll only suspect that those who have been vaxxed are in danger of this kind of stuff. So while they're doing that, let's sneak it into their food. Let's throw it into their meat. Let's use chemtrails. Let's use their water. I mean, I'm not trying to sound the alarm here internationally, but there is certainly a whole lot of concern. Dr. Ruby is shining the light on all of that. She is a 20-year plus pharmaceutical researcher. She's an expert. She's an international health economist, and she's a Stu Peters Show contributor. Dr. Ruby, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
Speaking of shining the light on the devil, shining the light on evil, next we're going to shine the light on Canada as Chris Skye is in Canada, and we are going to go live to him. Stick around. That report is straight ahead. Today's entire show brought to you by the premier sponsor as we broadcast live from the Cortez Wealth Management Studios. Cortez Wealth Management, Carlos Cortez is a God-fearing, America-loving patriot. He is the sole owner, CEO, founder of Cortez Wealth Management. I trust this guy, and you can too. Why trust these big box financial advisors? I mean, they have a certain amount of products that they can deliver to you only because they are manipulated and controlled by Wall Street. Wall Street is manipulated and controlled by the Biden regime. The Biden regime is owned by the CCP. So put feelings aside, deal with facts. If you're dealing with one of these big box advisors, you're dealing directly with a communist. They might be a good guy. You can go out for a beer, maybe a glass of iced tea with these guys, but don't put your financial future in the hands of the CCP. For crying out loud, your kids are depending on having whatever you have worked so hard to be able to set them up with. Their future, your future, whether you're dealing with retirement, stocks, bonds, 401ks, self-employment pension plans, cryptocurrency, real estate. Deal with an independent fiduciary who only does well if you do well. Plus, he can keep all of your investments right here in the United States and tell you how to protect them against all of these astronomical, outrageous criminal taxes. You can avoid all of that by dealing with Carlos Cortez. Call him in the office anytime. Write this number down, 813-448-3446. Again, that's 813-448-3446, or visit him online anytime at CortezWM.com. Home of the America First Retirement Plan. Again, Cortez Wealth Management. Visit him online right now, CortezWM.com. Well, about four times in the last week, my next guest, who is a Stu Peters Show contributor, has been spotlighted. USA Today, Newsweek, MSN, The Howard Stern Show, and now the Rothschilds are after you on Twitter. Deanna Lorraine joins us. She is the best-selling author of Taking Back America. You can find that book at deannalorraine.com. So why are you making all these waves? Why are you being targeted by the Rothschilds? Howard Stern, by the way, has said outwardly, and excuse me, God, that he wants to fuck you. And, you know, I mean, USA Today, now MSN is saying, Deanna Lorraine thinks Miami condo was deep state operation. I can't help but laugh when every time I see Deanna Lorraine articles, Right Wing Watch loves you. I think they have a little heart drawn around you and probably put up in his basement where he dwells, you know, when he's taking his break from his video game. but I mean, why do you suppose you're attracting all of this relentless targeting?
Well, they say that mockery is the best form of flattery, right? And when boys tease you in school, it means they actually like you. No, I don't know. I think that it actually means that I'm over the target. And this is why I had my Twitter account bound too, because I was telling too much truth. And they're scared of the truth. They don't want people to speak the truth, and not only speak it, but speak it in an intelligent way that actually makes sense to people, that is backed by facts, and causes people to speculate, ask the questions that maybe a lot of people are thinking, but they're too afraid to speak out loud. I was right on target and early, ahead of the gang with all of the COVID madness, with all of the election fraud madness, about masks, about vaccines, about Fauci, about the hospitals being empty. Remember a film your hospital, hashtag film your hospital?
Yes.
That was my hashtag. It went viral all over the world because of me. And the fire Fauci, that was my hashtag too. And I'm not saying this to sound important, I'm just saying it because typically when people tell the truth and they're right over the target, that's when they have to smear. That's when they have to ridicule and attack.
And I will acknowledge, I'm sorry. I will acknowledge that, you know, when Howard Stern said the Stu Peters show, whatever that is, Red Voice Media, whatever.
You know, he's watching it every day in his basement, too.
And probably he may not have known. I mean, it's plausible that he might not know what Red Voice Media is or what Stu Peters is, but his masters do. And his masters are scared. And so because of the fact that Howard Stern has become the very thing that he swore for decades he would never become, which is a sellout, he obeys. When his masters give him a direction, he obeys. And they are scared of you. They are scared of this platform. And so then they lash out. That's the only thing that I can speculate as to might be what is going on here.
But right, exactly. And you know, look, I'm not saying definitively that this tower, the condo, Surfside condo in Florida, was a planned demolition. But it's also not beyond the realm of possibilities either, based on their track record of things being planned and planned demolitions that we've seen in the past, and also different false flag events that we know have always tracked back to them. It's also not out of the realm of possibilities. The circumstances are bizarre. I've never seen a building fall like that, except for when 9/11 happened in that one building.
They will never admit any of this. I mean,
no, of course not.
MSN or whoever it was, Newsweek, when they're coming out, Deanna Lorraine thinks this or that. And it's funny because they always start their title with, "Now Deanna Lorraine says," I mean, as if they're just following you. But anyways, I digress.
Confucius say this. I mean, it's great. And my heart goes out to the Surfside victims. It is a horror. It's a tragedy. But we want to get to the bottom of this. And I'm not just going to excuse some little rationale that, oh, this just happened because of climate change. Or the seawater. I don't buy that yet. I want to see the facts and I want to dig into that more. That's all I'm saying. We need to investigate these things more that seem pretty sketchy.
What QAnon conspiracy theory do you have for us today?
Well, I have a lot, but let's start with this. So China just had this big 100-year anniversary celebration of communism yesterday. And I don't know if you've seen these pictures and videos, but there's like hundreds of thousands of people in the streets celebrating communism in China. And Xi Jinping is saying that this is China's rise is a historic inevitability. And let me quote you. He says it will no longer be bullied, oppressed, or subjugated. And then he goes even further, saying anyone who tries to subjugate China and communism will find their heads bashed bloody against a great wall of steel forged by over 1.4 billion Chinese people.
Communism is so nice.
Yeah, it's so nice.
We have thousands of people celebrating communism in the street here as well. I think they go by Antifa, right? That's the new ISIS for pussies.
Antifa and the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. But I think it's hilariously ironic to see these, and it's trending on Twitter. We can see all these videos and pictures today of them celebrating communism. Because it's, of course, helped so many people over there instead of killing millions of people. But celebrating communism and in this big orchestrated event, yet here we are. And by the way, they're not social distancing. They're not wearing masks. And they're not talking about this Delta variant of the COVID virus. While we're all here still wearing masks, lining up to get the vaccine like sheep to a slaughter. And we're talking about the Delta variant and the Indian variant. And we have to lock down again. We have to force our five-year-old students to wear masks and our high school and college students to get the vaccine to go to school. They're not talking about that. They're laughing over there in China, celebrating communism because they have won. It's exactly what they've wanted.
Their goal is to be the new superpower, to replace the United States of America as the superpower in the world.
That's what they're celebrating.
Yes.
And they've won. Look how well this COVID plan has succeeded. Look how well communism has been infiltrated into our schools.
Very easily.
Right? Into our institutions from the top down, Black Lives Matter. Critical race theory, it's all communism, it leads to the same
thing. Don't forget cancel culture, and silencing and censorship. It all goes right along with communism. As a matter of fact, and let me just say this, because I want to be on the record today.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people yesterday who were really pissed off that Cyrus Parsa used this platform to make the allegation or the claim that General Michael Flynn is Q. He definitively said that he has evidence to support that claim. Now, he was on this program to talk about mRNA technology and what the the jab really means and where it's going. And he has a theory about that. And then he went into this long explanation. I mean, you should have seen me. I was like a deer in headlights as he revealed that he has evidence to substantiate the claim that General Flynn is Q. I have not heard Flynn come out and suggest anything to the contrary. We've reached out for a comment. We have not heard back. And so I haven't seen him refute that allegation. But there were a lot of really pissed off people. So am I now supposed to act just as the mainstream media acts and limit this platform only to what I think should be told? Am I supposed to say, no, 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 you're not allowed to come on this program and make that claim. You're not allowed to make that allegation. You're not allowed to call this person out. Then I am guilty of exactly the thing that we are fighting against, which is censorship, cancel culture, and mainstream media corruption, communism. I'm not going to do that.
Exactly.
And by the way, I did not in any way endorse that claim. I don't have any evidence to suggest that General Michael Flynn is Q, but Cyrus Parsa says he does. We'll wait to see it.
Right. We'll wait to see it. But that's what free speech is all about. And in China, communist China, they don't have that. You're only allowed to think one thought. You're only allowed to think what the party thinks and say what the party says.
And free speech doesn't mean popular speech necessarily.
No, it doesn't. It just means freedom. It means speech.
That's right.
And same with freedoms of ideals and values and freedom of religion. But
don't we
that's
have,
quickly
don't,
going down
by the way,
wayside.
Don't we
and freedom,
have some,
bodily freedom.
Some purple,
bodily autonomy.
Some blue lipstick woman or guy or whatever this thing is wearing this blue lipstick doing the hammer throw. By the way, I just recently found out that hammer throw, unfortunately, doesn't involve actually throwing hammers. There's no hammers involved. I don't know if you knew that or not. I had never heard of the sport until now. But this thing is outwardly talking really nasty about the United States of America. Do I agree with what this thing is saying? No, I don't agree with it. But I do agree with the fact that the First Amendment, the freedom for her to say those things, supersedes everything else. And guess what? She is still allowed to compete in the Olympic Games representing the very country that she despises, that she loathes, that she hates. Yeah. Think about that. That is awesome. As far as I'm concerned, that's great. I just wish the hammer throw would involve hammers being thrown.
Yeah, that's definitely a different kind of hammer. But, you know, it's funny because we have the China celebrating communism right now and laughing at us saying, we're such a joke. How easily we fell through this. How easily we fell for communism without a single shot fired. We are ripping apart our families voluntarily. We are voluntarily injecting a poison into us that's untested and rushed. We are voluntarily sending our children to school to turn them into radical communists. And we're voluntarily getting rid of our police force, getting more crime into our cities, and destroying our country, our flag, and everything we stand for. Again, without a single shot fired.
Meanwhile, our so-called president is whispering creepy things and still creeping up on girls. You're not a doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, what is this? What is seriously? And the media just loves him. And they always ask him the really tough questions. And then, of course, Right Wing Watch will report on his favorite flavor of ice cream. Mm-hmm. Newsweek wants to know what brand of sunglasses he's wearing. You can't make this stuff up.
No. And I'll just end with this. Like, I mean, he just finally came to the Surfside condo today. It's been a week since the Surfside condo got demolished or collapsed. It's been a week. And he just finally moseyed on over to the condo, all relaxed today to try to check it out. And now he's everywhere saying CNN is calling him the consoler in chief. Oh, the consoler in chief finally comes, you know, to console everybody. Well, it's a little bit late. I'm pretty sure if this happened under Trump's watch, he'd be there right away. And CCP and China's big CCP party, by the way, was broadcasted everywhere from CNN, of course, none other than CNN.
Well, isn't one of their contributors over there, Van Jones, isn't he a communist? I mean, he said that I am a communist, right? I mean, he waves the communist flag. Am I right?
Yeah, they're legit communists. It's CNN, you know. So we don't have a republic anymore if we don't fight back. And we don't have a president at all. This is just a puppet, a corpse who's doing whatever he's told. He doesn't give a crap about anyone at the Surfside condo. He gives a crap about destroying America. And pretty soon, the next year, maybe we're going to have a big celebration celebrating communism in America if we don't fight back and stop it.
No, we won't. By the way, since I have the QAnon conspiracy chief in the house right now, I just have to ask you, what is your opinion real quick? Because I got to go. Do you think that we're looking at a dual presidency right now? I mean, do you think that is that really a possibility? Is that going
with
on
with Trump and Biden?
Yeah,
I think so. I think that Trump, you know, I don't have any evidence, but there's theories, obviously, that Trump could be potentially in the background making some moves and making some maneuvers pretty soon here.
They're all over the place. There's theories everywhere. Deanna Lorraine, get her book. It's called Taking Back America. It is very well written. I learned a lot reading the book. You can find it at DeannaLorraine.com. Again, that's DeannaLorraine.com. What do we make of all of these false flags and how do they apply to the stock market? Our in-house financial expert, Carlos Cortez, is up next. Stick around. We're trying to get with Chris Skye. Not really sure exactly what it is that's going on there, but apparently he was at the parliament. They took the microphone away from him. They cut him off speaking in front of 100,000 people or more. And then the police were there waiting for him to get off of the stage. Apparently in Canada, it is no longer allowed to speak freely without the threat of arrest. This should be very concerning for every single American. Our thoughts and prayers are with Chris Skye. We'll still try to catch up with him as we can. Want to remind you about our great friends over at Verve Forever. Now, this is a CBD company, but not just any CBD company. This is an American veteran-owned CBD company. All of the products from Verve Forever are sourced right here in the United States. CBD can benefit you in so many ways, whether it's physical pain or just psychological stability. Stress and anxiety, it can help with that. It can help with physical pain, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. I used it for my arthritis. My arthritis has been cured. No more arthritis pain. I was scheduled for surgery. No longer do I have to have that surgery because of the products from Verve Forever. A lot of you have told me that you're already using CBD. I see a lot of you in my Telegram. I see a lot of you on Gab talking about CBD and what great benefits it has and how you have realized now that doing business with a Patriot-owned, veteran-owned company is just the way to go. It makes sense if you're doing CBD business elsewhere. Trash those people and come over, do business with a veteran-owned company. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Now, if you use the promo code VET50, you get 50% off all of the products. If you have PTSD or ADHD, you might want to look into Verve Forever. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. If you have Parkinson's, you might want to look into CBD from Verve Forever. Go to AmericaFirstOil.com right now. Get 50% off site-wide on their skincare products, on their bath salts, on their oils, and on their pain creams, and the whole site, site-wide, 50% off using the promo code VET50 when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Make sure that you tell them that Stu sent you at AmericaFirstOil.com. So many people have asked me about these products from KeysToLife.shop. It's the IGF-1 Plus with Longjack, IGF-1. IGF-1 is the natural substance that's found in your body. This enhances the production of that IGF-1. What does IGF-1 do? Well, it promotes a healthy immune system, a very strong immune system. That's very important as we try to fight off these fake viruses that are being man-engineered and intentionally released. A strong immune system is very, very important. This stuff right here is the key to that. Keys, the number 2, life.shop, a super huge variety of products available over there that promote weight loss. They promote lean muscle gain. There's a sleep aid there in case you're having problems sleeping. If you want to get really good rest, promote the levels of IGF-1. Making men, men again is the tagline because this is the product, this IGF-1 Plus, this particular deer antler velvet is what all of these professional athletes have been using for years. Is it illegal? No, it's not illegal. Of course it's not illegal. Is it steroids? No, it's not steroids. These are natural products. Folks, you can get a whole lot more information. Do the research, read up by going to keys2life.shop. I am a customer. I am a user of this stuff. I have experienced nothing but positive benefits, and I'm positive that you will also. Go to keys2life.shop, keys2life.shop. Tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to keys2life.shop. It's very, very important to think about your body. What is your body? Your body is made up of at least 75%, if not more, water. So obviously the water that you consume should be scrutinized. You should be very careful about what water you're putting in your body, specifically tap water. Who knows what they're doing with this? All this graphene oxide stuff going around, all this nanotechnology, they're infecting our meat. You think that they're not coming after your water? 75% of your body is made up of this stuff. Go to AmericaFirstWater.com right now. Go to AmericaFirstWater.com. It's very important when you're talking about fluoride, when you're talking about acid versus alkalinity, these kinds of different things. There have been tests all over different social media platforms that take different bottled waters. They're all bad for you too. This reverse osmosis water? No. Go look at AmericaFirstWater.com right now. Just enter your first name and your email. Look at the information that is available at AmericaFirstWater.com, and then these people will send you more information on the best water you can drink. This is, I mean, they show you tests on here. It's all laid out right in front of you. The proof is in the yam. The proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the water. Drink America First Water. Do it for your health. Do it for your kids. Brushing your teeth with this stuff. I mean, think about it. Your kids are exposed to the very dangers that you are. Protect your family. Go to AmericaFirstWater.com right now. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to AmericaFirstWater.com. Well, according to MarketWatch, Elon Musk may be losing his sway with Dogecoin investors, but not so much with baby Dogecoin. Here to talk with us about that is our in-house financial expert. He's an independent fiduciary. He is the founder and CEO at Cortez Wealth Management, Carlos Cortez. Thank you so much for being here. What does all of this mean?
Hey, Stu, thanks for having me. Yeah, you know, Wall Street is just getting frustrated. The only people that Elon Musk is really... it's kind of like Bieber fans. Like, who's a fan of Bieber? Little girls, right? So the Z generation is worshiping Elon Musk, and they're really the ones that are buying these little crap coins, we call them. And so it really doesn't have an impact on everything. But the main story is that Wall Street's getting sick of him. He's kind of like a rich trust boy kid, just trying to want to have a, you know, a fun hoe at it and just see what he can do.
Is he getting off on having all of this money and influence that he can just manipulate a certain thing here and there? And you know, he knows that so many people are paying attention that when he just tweets something so simple as baby doji, do, 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 baby doji, do, 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 that all of a sudden, bang, there's just this influx of money.
Just be careful. You know, you can't be putting your rent money in anything Elon Musk or anything crypto right now. If you can't stomach a 90% drawdown in your portfolio, you do not need to be in crypto or any type of alternative coins that are speculation. You will be crying. And speaking of crying, I just got off the phone with a client who saved her whole life into a 401k and IRA. And she had no idea, Stu, that you can't make over $19,320 while on Social Security. And if you do, you will be paying a 50% penalty. And so this is what America doesn't know, is that when you save your whole life in a 401k and IRA, only to be subject to a financial jab. And when you take Social Security, they own you. It's written in the government written contract. So we want to establish non-government written programs. You have to call our office or go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and learn what that is. I'm not going to give out my secrets on the World Wide Web to everybody. But we want to make sure that you're growing your retirement in a safe place where you're not succumbent to these rules that these idiots in Washington are making. I mean, as more socialism tries to come abroad here in America, they are writing the blank check, no problem, because they know how to take it from everyday Americans. And it's sad. It's sad. I'm more of a physical or a psychological shrink than a retirement planner these days. People are crying, calling me saying, I have all this money in IRAs and I'm losing money left and right because I'm paying taxes because I lost my Social Security.
It is really sad. And one of the saddest things is that the legacy media is completely ignoring all of this. I mean, there is a substantial argument for, I mean, the corruption of the media just by, I mean, these people have no idea about their retirement plan, their future, what this administration is doing to us financially. I mean, we're looking at pandemics and 100-year celebrations of communism and injections and vaccine and what Biden is doing and Kamala visiting the border and illegal aliens and gun control and Chicago is on fire. And I mean, Portland is burning, and I mean, distraction here, distraction there, distraction. I mean, don't people understand? Don't you? I mean, you have to stop and really look back and take a look at what's actually important. And your financial future, I mean, is super important. Carlos Cortez, final word.
Yeah, and that's just it. I mean, I think Ethereum, blockchain, all these crazy cryptos, people are getting the salt water syndrome, where if you're thirsty, mowing a lawn, and you have to have something to drink, you drink the salt water because that's the first thing available, but it's going to leave you more thirsty. And so a lot of investors are you know, wanting that salt water-like returns in the stock market. It's not going to happen. Be very careful. You'll lose your, you know what.
Yeah.
And we just got to understand what's priority. There's three things that people need to worry about. There's market manipulation. We can take care of that. There's taxes and inflation, the two things. And so those are the three major things that we need to protect. And we can do that. My firm, that's what we specialize in, is those three major areas, tax mitigation, market manipulation, and inflation.
Well,
and
I will tell you that every single person who has taken my advice and either called or emailed you has written me back and said, well, not every single person has written me back, but those that have written me back have said, thank you so much. We feel like Carlos Cortez is a real blessing. And so
this whole circle is a blessing, Stu. You keep saying I saved you, but you're saving me. I'm used to only bringing 50 clients a year, and I'm getting 50 clients a month. And I have to start hiring people. I don't want to hire other advisors because I don't trust too many people, but at least I can hire more staff to take on the volume. And you're saving us, and you're growing
us. Well, just make sure that you're taking care of my people and keep them happy, because when my people are happy, I'm happy. When I'm happy, it makes for a whole lot better broadcast every day. So it's a win-win situation. Carlos Cortez, hit him up at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Sign up for one of his free classes, by the way, using the password Cortez. Cortez Wealth Management, a premier sponsor here on the show. Until tomorrow, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And of course, here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save!